This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Parallel Nation, so glad to be with you today, and to Sam. I hope you all doing well, and that Sam took you on a well-charted course here this morning. Sam, how is it going?
Very well. My stomach's shaking from a little bit of fear, but I think that's a good thing.
A little bit of fear. What are you afraid of? Come on, you're doing fantastic. I'm so glad that you're here.
Thanks. Just tripping up on words and making sure that I'm doing the right thing for the folks who are part of your Power Hour Nation.
Well, that's just the regular day for the rest of us mortals. Don't worry about it. You're telling the story about, what is that? What did you say? Shinri Roku?
I'm going to have to look at it. It's Shinri Yoku. Now, we're not Japanese, so that's my take on that word, Shinri Yoku.
Okay, so don't take that to Tokyo. If you go to Tokyo, maybe you ought to check that pronunciation first. But, well, maybe if you take a Shinri Yoku in the forest or around the woods there, you can calm down and you can feel okay and everything will be good. Great to be here with you this morning. We have one of my favorites, and I'm sure you're Sherry Rogers. We're going to take a lot of your calls. We'll have her do an introduction, talk about her new research. We've had some questions about chemical sensitivity. We don't talk much about that, but she's an expert about that, so we'll get into that. There's a new video out of CNN I did want to mention. Again, I don't like to kick people when they're down, but CNN, I just kick them right off the cliff and they can just roll down because they are a threat to our country, and what they're doing for ratings or whatever their motives are being, it's quite obvious. It's not an assumption. This is right out of their leading executives, leading radio and television personalities' mouth that they are fake news. They have confirmed it in every way. There's a new video with James Farr, I think is his name, another executive confirming that people there don't even like Cuomo, Chris Cuomo. They don't even like him. They confirm he's very rude to Trump, very rude to Kelly Conway. The confirming everything that we have suspected. It's kind of like when the emails from the Democratic Party came out. We suspected that this is what they thought about us. He even said that the voters of America are dumb as, and I don't want to use the word, but you know, use your imagination. It rhymes with spit. They're dumb as spit. Except he had a more colloquial word to use. That's what they think of you. That is what this power structure and this grid has been created to think of you, because you have given away, we Americans have given away the glorious inheritance of our founders. And we're going to keep pounding that and keep pounding that, because the solution to all our political problems lies in our revolutionary past. And as that idea takes hold and gets in our minds and our souls, all these other lies, all these other deceptions and traps will explode. You know, these things we see, Al Gore and the climate change debacle, or whatever you want to call it, all these things are not problems, they're symptoms. They're symptoms of our own. I want to briefly, a quote from Thomas Jefferson, the last letter he ever wrote right before he died. He was called to the anniversary, the 50th year anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence. May it be to the world what I believe it will be, to some parts sooner, to others later, but finally to all, the signal of arousing men to burst the chains under which monkish ignorance and superstition had persuaded them to bind themselves, and to assume the blessings and security of self-government. The form which we have substituted restores the free right to the unbounded exercise of reason and freedom of opinion. All eyes are opened or opening to the rights of man. The general spread of the light of science has already laid open to every view the palpable truth that the mass of mankind has not been born with saddles on their backs, nor a favored few booted and spurred, ready to ride them legitimately by the grace of God. These are grounds of hope for others, for ourselves. Let the annual return of this day, meaning July 4th, forever refresh our recollection of these rights and an undiminished devotion to them. Thomas Jefferson, the last thing he ever wrote.
Hear, hear.
Wow.
We'll be back with Sherry Rogers.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, 8 minutes after the hour. Wherever you are across the globe, here at the Power Hour, I am Daniel, and Sam is here with us. And we are so pleased to now have joining with us Dr. Sherry Rogers, one of our favorites. She's, I don't know if she's America's doctor, but she's the Power Hour Nation doctor, let's put it that way. Let me give you a little bit of her credentials, because sometimes we pass these over. She comes on so much, we take them for granted. I mean, this is a doctor's doctor here. She's a diplomate of the American Board of Family Practice, a fellow of the American College of Allergy and Immunology, and a diplomate of the American Academy of Environmental Medicine. She lectures year-round. She studies year-round. She reads incessantly. She is current on everything that's going on medically. She was a keynote speaker for the International Symposium of Indoor Air Quality, and we're going to talk. We've got some emails about chemical sensitivity, so we'll bring that up. She's developed a formaldehyde spot test. I mean, I can go on and on. I can spend the next 5 minutes giving you her credentials, and they'll probably just scratch the surface. Her website, Prestige Publishing. I mean, some of the books, How to Cure Diabetes, Is Your Cardiologist Killing You, The Cholesterol Hoax, High Blood Pressure Hoax, on and on. The Chemical Sensitivity book, The Cure is in the Kitchen. She's one of the foremost experts on many areas. I mean, she is an expert of experts, a doctor of doctors. Doctors go to this doctor to get the information. We are so proud to welcome to the show Dr. Sherry Rogers. Welcome back, Sherry.
Hey, good morning, Daniel and Sam. Boy, the world is spinning so fast, I don't know where to begin. But every time I pick up the Wall Street or turn on TV, whatever, it looks like this opioid epidemic in the United States is really taking off. And I think part of the reason is the brains are deteriorating, definitely. We have a slew of medicines that deteriorate the human brain. We have all sorts of food products that are FDA approved that deteriorate the brain. And by the way, I'm no smarter than any other doctor. I was just sicker and had to learn how to get well and have no medicines, no symptoms, and played tennis 5 days a week. The problem is that the brains are deteriorating. If you want to look, and you know, it's funny because people will think, oh, I can't remember that guy's name. Who was that? And they kind of make a joke about little memory lapses. But those are the early signs. Those are the signs that now is the best time to fix the brain and heal it rather than wait until it's more serious. Some of the cases of Alzheimer's go rather quickly. They speed right along. Others drag on for over a decade, 15 years I've seen people end up in nursing homes with very little brain power. If you want to look at how we make new memory, there's an area in the brain called the hippocampus. Excuse me. And I know a lot of people that do not want to become neurochemists. They do not want to, you know, get in, embroiled in these big words. So the area where we make new memory is called the hippocampus. So I'm just going to call it the hippo for short. And what does your hippo like to eat? What fuels him? What makes him happy? What makes him have good memory, excellent mood, not be depressed, not be forgetful? And these are the foods that we talk about this year and last year in the newsletter. Now, if you want to kill your hippo slowly so that nobody knows that this crime is going on, what can you do to kill your hippo, to slowly deteriorate your memory, your mood, and no one, and everyone just thinks, oh, you're getting older, there's, you know, there's nothing you can do about it? Well, one of the first things you can do is take a statin. Lipitor, Crestor, any of those. And then, oh my gosh, take the worst ones like Vytorin, because that kills by two different mechanisms. See, our brains are 40 to 60% fat. We really are fatheads, Daniel.
Literally.
But if we don't have the right forms of fat, if we have the brain clogged with the wrong forms, and so that's what we do, is we show people how to analyze the fats that are already in the cell membranes, the mitochondrial membranes, the myelin sheath, the brain, everywhere in the body. We actually show them how to analyze 34 fatty acids, because those are so crucial. And how to order your own test and what the tests are, that's in the book. I think you have the books there, don't you, Daniel? How to Cure Diabetes.
How to Cure Diabetes, we're changing that over from the old Power Mall to the new, but yes, we do have it, and it's also available on your website, prestigepublishing.com.
Okay, and yet, if people don't have, if the right fatty acids in the brain, they can have an assay to figure out what to determine which ones are needed. That's what I do on the phone with a lot of our readers in 24 countries. And important things, but the directions for a lot of this for the average person are found in the book, How to Cure Diabetes, even if you don't have diabetes. Things that you need to remember are, for example, even if you're taking the right fatty acids and getting rid of the wrong ones, we often, when we see the chemistry of people's brains and their body, it doesn't matter what symptom they have if they're not losing their memory, if they have chronic inflammation, if they have arthritis, heart disease, you name it. It doesn't matter. It's all the same chemistry. If you don't have the right, if you don't have the anchor for the right fatty acids, then it doesn't matter if you're taking the good stuff or not, because there's no anchor to hold it in. That would be a special phosphatidylcholine powder. And so it goes on and on. If you don't have the salt and pepper, if you look at the cell membrane of any area of the body, it's sort of like a sandwich. It's a double layer. You can think of the meat or the innards of the sandwich as cod liver oil, but again, you want the best quality possible. And then the bread that holds it together could be thought of as phosphatidylcholine powder. And then the salt and pepper, the eight forms of E. Real vitamin E is eight entities, and you need all four tocopherols, all four tocotrienols. And that's sort of a basic recipe. Then there are many more things. As we've shown in the newsletter, which we've had now for almost 30 years, it's probably the longest running one on the planet that is highly referenced every month. And you can get it electronic or paper form. But we've shown folks how to resurrect the brain in with all the different formulas that are needed depending on what's going on with your brain. For example, there's a nutrient that can make the brain, the human brain, we're not talking about rats and mice, 12 years younger in 3 months.
Mm.
And there are other nutrients that can restore the thinking process of the brain, and yet you never hear about them. Never in medicine. In fact, for example, one of the nutrients, the tocotrienols that we talk about, I've interviewed over 30 cardiologists in the last 5 years. Not one of them knew what I was talking about when I said, "Doctor, how do you use tocotrienols in your practice?" And yet, if he had just read a simple book, The Cholesterol Hoax, he would see that that's one of the nutrients that can replace the Lipitor and Crestor, correct the cholesterol problem, and resurrect the brain at the same time. And yet they don't even know what it is. Their eyes glass over, and they say, "Oh, I don't deal with those quack nutrients."
those dirty nutrients. Hey, let me pause you right there for a second, because your newsletter, I mean, we've been talking now for less than 10 minutes, and you've attacked opioids, the statin drugs, and Alzheimer's, the brain. You've covered three of the major health crises of our country in about 10 minutes. Very biting, state-of-the-art information. Okay, let me ask you two things. Why is it that we're prescribing opioids and statins so much? And two, is the deterioration of the brain making us more susceptible to opioid addiction, or is it the other way around? The chicken before the egg, or the egg before the chicken?
There is so much misinformation now in medicine that I think maybe a simple way to start is there. Well, first of all, folks should know that the number of people who die in the hospital every day from correctable mistakes that were made, human error that is totally inexcusable, is equivalent to the number of people who would die in a 747 crash every day of the year. Mm. Now, that would make big news, but the number of people dying from accidents, quote, that are preventable and that are recognized and admitted to, of people who... in fact, if folks are eating corn syrup, which is in most all processed foods, the amount of mercury that the average person gets from just eating corn syrup, which sounds totally harmless, is equivalent to having one new mercury amalgam in your mouth every day of your life.
Oh, my gosh.
This is enough to create autoimmune disease, lupus, multiple sclerosis, you name it, Crohn's disease. It doesn't matter what you call the disease. Now you're on a roll. Allergies galore. So we created all these diseases.
Dr. Rogers, we have to go to break. We'll be back after this four-minute break. I'm going to ask you about mercury. You mentioned the mercury. What can we do to overcome that? And chemical sensitivity. And also your calls, 855-995-6923. 855-995-6923. You are listening to the Power Hour.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, 24 minutes after the hour. during the Sherry Rogers is a spitfire, and she comes out shooting. So line up and get your calls, 855-995-6923. We have a couple people in the queue. Ask her, you know, you can you know how she is. You can ask her just about anything. I spent the last 2 minutes being she's reprimanded me for my medical laziness on her pursuit of knowledge. I mean, this is a lady who walks the walk and talks the talk. So I did not read her newsletter. I should have read her newsletter, and so should you. And her newsletter you can order at 1-800-846-6687, 1-800-846-6687, or go to prestigepublishing.com. Wanted to remind everybody of that. We were talking kind of before the break and how it is out there. It's bad out there medically. Maybe that's the better question. Did we get to the point where we're so trusting of an industry that seems so dead set on killing us?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I mean, just look at, would you like to age somebody practically overnight? Would you like to create any disease possible? Oh, you can do it with a medicine that the FDA not only approved for prescription, but now it's over the counter. Anybody can buy it. Prilosec, Omeprazole, Nexium. Because an easy way to destroy somebody is first just wipe out their hydrochloric acid in the stomach. When they no longer have God's hydrochloric acid, which, by the way, you have to have enough zinc in your system to make the carbonic anhydrase to create the acid, then when you don't have any acid, you can't absorb your minerals. So it lowers the magnesium. So now you have high blood pressure. You have angina. You have atrial fibrillation. You have muscle cramps. You have depression. It goes on and on. You start taking one drug, even OTC, over-the-counter, just one thing, and you've already damaged your system enough because all drugs only work by poisoning a pathway to temporarily make the symptom better. If you want to be a lazy sucker and take that route, then be my guest. Did you ever wonder how they get 500 rats or mice with cataracts so they can practice, the ophthalmologic surgeons can practice doing microsurgery on cataracts? How do you get that? Easy. Give them Tylenol. And by the way, I'm no smarter than any other doctor. I was just sicker. And everything I say, we have the scientific backup because I'm a junkie, a reference junkie. We have the scientific backup someplace in our 28 years of newsletter and 15 books, the scientific backup, the references, the evidence, everything is there. And then you want to create Alzheimer's, cancer, fibromyalgia? Give them statins. That's an easy way to do it. And yet, look at all the cardiologists, utterly clueless, who are recommending it even for people who don't have high cholesterol. Because why? Because they were told in their by their drug representative and in their medical journals and in their meetings that it improves, decreases your cardiovascular risk 36% to 44%, depending on which studies they were citing. So let's look at how they got this, because, boy, that sounds like, wow, that's pretty stupid if we don't put everybody on statins. In fact, some of them wanted to put it in the water. I'm going to give you an example. It's not the actual statistics, but it will show you how the statistics were derived, and it's very close to the actual stuff. If you give 100 people a statin for 5 years, okay, two of them will have a heart attack. Now, if you don't give the statins for 5 years to 100 people, four of them will have a heart attack. So the difference is 2%. You with me?
Yes, yeah, I got
right?
it.
But 2 is 50% of 4. So the journals give the relative improvement, 50%, not 2%, which is the absolute. Because doctors don't know anything basically about statistics, and you can pull the wool over anybody's eyes if you're a good statistician. And when you are a multi-billion dollar pharmaceutical company who hires the guys in the ivory tower who make the practice guidelines that say everybody should be on statins, et cetera, then it's a marriage made in heaven because their income.
We got to go to break. Yes, Mark Twain is the one who really said about statistics. There's a funny quote about that I won't mention right now. There's some cuss words in it. But anyway, you can go look that up. That's like saying, you have a penny, Dr. Rogers, and I have two pennies. I have twice as much money as you. Look, I'm rich. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with your calls.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, 33 minutes after the hour. We'd like to take this time to remind you about the Power Mall, thepowermall.com, or 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. We ask for your help, we deserve your support, and we need your support. And you need the support that we're trying to give you at the Power Mall with these great products and great people. Like Sherry Rogers, please call and get all the products and things there for your life to make you better, your independence. Take it back. Don't be lazy, as Dr. Rogers keeps chiding me during the breaks. Dr. Rogers, we have calls. The board's all lit up. I want to go to them very quickly, just briefly. You mentioned mercury. What book would you recommend people to help get rid of mercury out of their body? And then two, will you touch on chemical sensitivity? Because we got a couple emails about that. Real quickly.
Well, the best way to get mercury out, read Detoxify or Die. and then go to, even though you don't have it, we never leave anyone out when we write a book, even though you don't have what's in the title, then you have to read The High Blood Pressure Hoax, because that has probably the best suppository I've seen that people can buy without a prescription that will help to bring out, chelate out their mercury and other heavy metals without the damaging plastics that you get if you have IV chelation. If you have IV, you're getting phthalates, which poison your fatty acid chemistry, which you don't want to do. And
you
have to start with detoxify or die, because that goes... You'll see. And it's easy for a lot of people because it has cartoons. We started out with that one.
Fantastic.
With cartoons, so that folks who could just read the cartoons and they could get some ideas rather than, because a lot of people don't like to read, and that's a big problem.
Detoxify or die, then High Blood Pressure Hoax. Now, quickly on the chemical sensitivity. You know, when I go into a room and they got those plug-ins on the wall and stuff, and my hands start getting red and I start getting, my throat starts locking up.
That's because and everyone thinks, why, Daniel, what's wrong with you? It's not bothering me at all. Because you're not detoxifying it like they are. And so, again, you start with the detoxify or die.
Mm.
Then the EI syndrome is all about, it was our first book, but it's all about the environmental toxins that we're all so not cognizant of. I had to be, because I had serious MCS, and that's how I got into the specialty. Like I say, I'm no smarter.
MCS, what's MCS? What is MCS?
Multiple chemical sensitivity, where you start reacting to everything. In fact, 30 years ago, when I would go to lecture in six different countries for physicians, sometimes I slept in the bathtub because the bed was so toxic, the room was so toxic, et cetera. Now I'm very well. Like I say, I play tennis.
So detox. So the key to chemical sensitivity and to playing tennis five times a week is detoxing. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. There are only two causes for all disease. Think of it that way. The nutrient levels go down,
mm-hmm.
and the toxicity levels go up. For example, right now, the polar bears in the Arctic, they have human diseases, osteoporosis, hypothyroidism. Now, why should that be? Because we've made the Earth too toxic.
Oh, my word.
And there's only one cause of death.
But what is that? What's the one cause of death?
You run out of electrons.
Oh.
You no longer have, when you don't have enough electrons, and that's the subject of the newsletter this year, plus many other things, why people are stuck and never can heal and so forth, fatigued and fat forever, et cetera, resurrecting the brain. But anyway, when you run out of electrons, you no longer have enough of the charge on the outside of red blood cells, so they don't repel one another. Instead, they attract and clump, and that's death. Plus, when you don't have the electrons, then the bugs that are inside all of us, proven, and again, everything, these were in, the proof of this is in the last couple of years of the newsletters. There are bugs inside of all of our red blood cells. In fact, you can see them easily. If you leave the cells of a person on a slide for several hours, then as the cells run out of oxygen and electrons, the bugs come out, and the slide is teeming with bugs. These came from out of the red blood cells. They did not come from infection or anything or contamination.
Oh, my word.
Of the slide.
But we know
how to get them back into it. I mean, for example, anybody with cancer who's not reading, starting with Wellness Against All Odds, I don't know how they're going to do it, because... if you look at how we get a cancer, first of all, we have a gene called the P53 gene that makes cancer cells that we all have in us every day commit suicide, called apoptosis.
Wellness against all odds. Wellness against all odds.
As we showed in Wellness Against All Odds, when environmental chemicals mutate or change the P53 gene that makes cancer cells commit suicide, it now flips around and becomes fertilizer for cancer.
Mm.
But as Harvard researchers showed over 25 years ago. And it's still ignored because medicine ignores anything that makes people healthy and without drugs. High doses of beta carotene, carrot juicing, reprograms the P53 gene and makes it go back to a cancer-killing gene. And these are all in the protocols in the Wellness Against All Odds book. But even more important, why do you think a cancer cell is so resistant to the immune system? I mean, our immune systems gobble up staph and strep and all sorts of bad things. Why don't they garf up a cancer cell? Because cancer cells are smarter than regular cells. They secrete a little, what we call a sialoglycoprotein, a slimy little coat around the outside of them that makes them literally invisible to the immune system. And so you have to dissolve off this coat with enzymes. And you know that this was proven over 117 years ago, and yet it's still ignored in medicine because it doesn't sell drugs. The average person dies from cancer. Median survival is 6 years, all types taken together. And they usually spend at least $250,000 on chemo first. So why would you want them to kill the cancer cells with enzymes that are pennies a day and then learn how to get the dead cells out of the dead cancer cells out of the body? This is all in Wellness Against All Odds.
Wow,
so you see, we have a totally different system. Drugs are great. They make people feel like, oh, well, I can get back on my game, et cetera. I don't hurt anymore. But you pay the price. For example, when I start out in tennis in the morning, a lot of the people I play with are garfing down Aleve and so forth. They are utterly clueless that they actually deteriorate the cartilage. The NSAIDs, mm-hmm. the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, Motrin, ibuprofen, all that stuff, Celebrex, doesn't matter if it's prescription or not. They actually deteriorate the cartilage, making sure you're going to need a knee or a hip or some other joint replacement and that you're going to go down the tubes.
Sherry, you are one of the, I don't know anybody that has such a broad knowledge base on such good information. Why don't let's go to our callers. They've been waiting. Thank you so much for waiting patiently, but this information is just so fantastic. Vincent, North Carolina, you are leading off this morning. What's on your mind today?
Thank you for having me, and thank
yes,
you
sir.
For all the, your years of great information, Dr. Rogers. I was just listening to you talking about cancer, and I was curious to know, had you ever read G. Edward Griffin's book, World Without Cancer?
I don't recall if I did or not. I have five libraries and two houses.
It's a great book. If it, that doesn't scare you out of trying to stay away from pharmaceutical drugs, nothing will.
Oh, you don't have to scare me.
But
there is so much evidence. We have a huge amount of evidence.
Well, I guess the question I was trying to get at is a relative who I don't think they'd want me to mention him over the radio has been dealing with arrhythmia for years.
And it's so easy to get rid of.
And
you
I try to convince
it. It's
him
electrical.
That.
It's electricity.
And I have several of your books, and I showed him the one where you talked about.
Is your cardiologist killing you? That book.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he read it, and he said, hey, an in-law of ours said that they had had massive bleeding in the brain from taking digoxin, which he had been prescribed at one point and had to come off of it. But the problem I'm having is trying to convince him, will you just do a simple consultation with Dr. Rogers? It's not that big of a deal, but I can't. He keeps going back to the same doctor who might change
his... Vince, you're sweet, but some folks don't want responsibility for their health. Remember, original sin was lack of responsibility. When God said to Adam, hey, what happened here? He said, oh, that woman made me do it. That woman made me eat that apple. He did not take responsibility for his actions. And then, just to make it very clear that he was not going to take responsibility for his actions. He said he blamed the only other person in his universe, and he said, oh, and you gave her to me. This is right in Genesis. The original sin is lack of responsibility, and that's why people die. They're looking for an easy out. They want a quick, I mean, I can't tell you the number of people who come up to me on a tennis court and say, oh, as they're walking away to go to, you know, the next court or whatever, so I have like 5 seconds, I've got a bad knee. Can you tell me what to do?
Right.
You know, and they don't know that. First of all, the first thing they could do is just stop the nightshade. The book, Pain Free in 6 Weeks. We did a medical paper plus the book. 3 out of 4 people who have any type of joint problem, if they just don't eat the nightshades, they don't hurt.
Dr. Rogers, we had a email question about that when it came to back surgery. Somebody who has back surgery, will stopping the nightshades completely, will that help the back pain also from surgery?
Nobody knows what that person's sensitivity is. We're all different. I broke my back 6 times jumping horses. I wore a back brace in the office for 10 years, a body cast. I have had no back surgery. I take no drugs. I play tennis 5 days a week. I'm fine because they don't get it. For example, if I have nightshades, potatoes, tomatoes, peppers, cayenne, chili, paprika, modified food starch, etc., which are hidden in all processed foods, it swells up the psoas muscle and the disc so that I have a paralyzed leg for 6 weeks. I have to make my luscious husband of 47 years promise not to take me to the emergency room because it's screaming pain. When this happened years and years ago, obviously I don't do it anymore, and because they would say, Mr. Rogers, your wife is an idiot. If we don't operate on that back immediately, she'll have a paralyzed leg forever. And I tell him, I said, honey, you know, the antigen-antibody complex is going to drop off in 6 weeks, and I'll be back to tennis in 8 weeks. And sure enough, I was. Because if you understand the pathophysiology, what is happening in your body, and you have been a good enough detective, then you know what the cause and the cure are. So that's in the book, Pain Free in 6 Weeks.
Very good. Vincent, thank you so much for your call.
Thank you for helping your friend. But
we're trying
some people
to,
just
yeah.
don't want help.
You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. That's what, there's the reason those old sayings, last, because they're true. Now let's go to, I think it's Montaz in Texas.
Yeah. Hi, Dr. Sherry Rogers.
Hi.
Thank you for doing what you do. I would like to find out if you have a pacemaker. Is it safe, and does anybody ever remove pacemakers?
Yes, they do. If you ask a cardiologist, he'll say, oh, no, once you have it, you need it forever. We have a lot of people who've gotten rid of their pacemakers. Because when I look, and again, I'm no smarter than any other doctor, but I'm very lucky because when I do phone consultations with our readers in 2 dozen countries, they send me their last 3 years of medical records. So I get to see their records from the Mayo Clinic, Cleveland Clinic, Harvard, Johns Hopkins, you name it. I mean, creme de la creme. And nowhere have they looked at even the most simple molecular biochemistry. They haven't even done so much as an RBC magnesium, RBC manganese, RBC copper, RBC selenium. You can't heal the heart arrhythmias without knowing where those are, much less the fatty acids. And so how to do the blood test is in the book, How to Cure Diabetes. And most people that I consult with have read 3 or 4 books before I talk with them and 3 or 4 years of newsletter. And then we can soar with eagles. I don't like to do consults with people who haven't read anything because I'm not really eager to go to kindergarten. Once you know how to fix what was broken in the heart so they no longer need the pacemaker, I think sometime from 2013 on in the Total Wellness newsletter, we have the 5 powders that folks must do once they've had a stent, because if you go in for a stent, they tell you, oh, well, we put the stent in, and now it's opening up that clogged vessel that had plaque, and you're going to be fine. Wrong. That stent has chemotherapy in it. It's a drug-eluting stent. Everolimus, et cetera, there are different chemos that are in these stents. So just think about it. You've had a heart attack. You have this area of the heart that now all the blood is going through this stent, delivering chemo to the very area that just had a heart attack. Are you nuts? But what it does is it slows down the time with which you have your next heart attack so that you're not readmitted within the period that Medicare doesn't want to cover, blah, blah. Then we're into the politics, et cetera, and I don't want to go into that. But anyway, so the five powders are crucial in taking care or neutralizing or detoxifying the chemo that is killing the heart muscle that just had its heart attack. So if you've had a heart attack, start with 2013 Total Wellness, right on through to this year, 17, and then probably How to Cure Diabetes, Detoxify or Die, and Icky, Is Your Cardiologist Killing You? And that's,
Dr. Rogers, I have all of your books, the ones you just named, but every time I tell the cardiologist, you know, do my RBC and
they don't know. They're clueless.
They say it doesn't mean anything.
They're clueless. They don't know.
We got to go to break.
We don't have that training in our medical school.
We got to go to break, Dr. Rogers, Montaz. We'll be hang on there 1 second. We'll be back with Joe, John, and Curtis. You are listening to the Power Hour. Stay tuned.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
New Manna, the true pioneer of healthy, storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. New Manna is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. New Manna is GMO-free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. New Manna is great tasting and easy to fix meals, are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to numana.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Welcome back. So glad that you've joined us, Power Hour Nation. PowerHourNation.com is the website. Listen live button on the top right, very top right. You can listen to the show live, and it replays during the day. Also, you can go click on a radio show. You have schedule. You can see the guests and then archives. You can go back into our show archives and hear great interviews like the one we're having right now. I mean, where can you get this kind of information? Where can you get it? I don't know of any place that's as good a show that has the quality of people right here at the Power Hour. It's one of Joyce's great legacies, and I am so honored to be able to continue it on. I'd like to also remind you of the memorial service for Joyce. I am trying my best. I am with family, having my own situation right now to get there. It's not easy. It is a little bit out of the way. If you are able to attend, it's in Versailles, Missouri, at the Scrivener Morrow Funeral Home, 2 p.m. this weekend, 8th, and in Versailles, Missouri. It's a small town on Jasper Road. You can find it. I promise you, it is a small town. And if you do go, make sure you eat at Gilbert's Barbecue in the square, the town square, Gilbert's Barbecue, and then go to the memorial service. Joyce will smile doubly, believe me. Back to Sherry Rogers. The question about doctors. So you got your books. You're reading all this information. You said you go to your doctor and you want certain tests, and your doctor just says, you don't need that. Forget it.
He's clueless. He has, in fact, we even, in the newsletters, we give tests where you can test him and he doesn't even know he's being tested. That shows he's screamingly ignorant of the molecular biochemistry of healing. He is only trained in drugs. For example, if you look at the, and we've done this in the newsletters, if you look at the practice guidelines, I had four specialties. One of which was emergency medicine. I did that for several years. In fact, we were the first people to be emergency room physicians way back, because it used to call the doctor out of his bed to come and see you. There were no ER docs. Anyway, if you look at their practice guidelines, or you look at the practice guidelines of the cardiovascular surgeons, what do they have? They have 8 drugs and 4 procedures, basically. And when you have exhausted those drugs, they have nothing more to give you. Except then they go to their procedures. Ablation, which is like scheduling a heart attack. That's like the dumbest thing in the world. And then they have to have a pacemaker after they've killed enough of your heart off, et cetera. They do not know any chemistry. So that's why in the book, How to Cure Diabetes, we put how to order your own test.
So do you, well, there you go. You just answered my question. So when you have a doctor like that, do you just run away? Are you, I mean, you're getting me to the point where if I found a doctor like that, I would run as fast away from them as I could.
Well, we're trying to see that sooner or later folks will run into somebody who has a spouse, a relative, a parent, somebody who is sick, and they realize that everything they have to offer isn't enough, and they're dying, or they're in trouble. And they then start to get interested.
Well, the epidemic in America, all these specific epidemics, but the great epidemic is we are getting sicker. And if we don't address it and we don't have this knowledge, I mean, think about how valuable that you can be to your family if you're up on this and have these. These are resource level. I mean, these are absolutely essential type knowledge that Dr. Sherry is dispensing this morning. Let's go back to the callers, Joe in Arkansas. But real quickly, before Joe, we have an email. How do you feel about drinking coffee? Is coffee bad for you, good for you, moderately?
I have a cappuccino right here in front of me. It's fine if you're healthy.
If you're healthy.
It depends on where you are. We're all individuals. Years ago, if I drank coffee, I'd have eczema all over my face. Now I have no symptoms, no diseases. I have no medicines. I'm 74. I play tennis 5 days a week. I don't even have gray hair. Most people who meet me think I'm in my 50s.
Well, you're quite a catch then, Dr. Rogers. If somebody can keep up with you, that is. We have a 1 minute, 10 second break, and then we'll be back with your calls, Joe in Arkansas.